So what I want to walk through are a couple of examples where perhaps what's going to happen is you're going to come into possession of information from a client that you morally are desperate to disclose, but perhaps under the rules are not allowed to. And my challenge to you in every one of these examples is to find the way under the rules that you could disclose the information without getting yourself into trouble. Now, note, I've done this a lot of times. Nobody has come up with the answer yet. So if you pull that off, I'm going to have to like do a new speech. So be sure you're right. But I really do believe this is the true cost of being a lawyer. Once you sign up to take on a client, you take them as you find them. They may burden you with awful things that you never wanted to know. I should be clear, in the event any judges are listening to this later for CLE, hello judges. All of my clients are absolutely blameless, and I personally have never encountered this. This is purely hypothetical on my part. It does, though, tie back to, remember I said, my early days as a lawyer. I actually went to law school to be a criminal defense lawyer. That's what I set out to do. And I did the criminal defense clinic, and I got my very first client off, and I promptly switched to civil law. And a lot of that is because I determined I did not have the fortitude or depth to navigate those moral waters. I just didn't have it. I was going to go fight about money. More on that later. Before that, we're going to go to a case called Spalding versus Zimmerman. Now, I was first introduced to this case by Professor Isakharov at the University of Texas in our civil procedure class, of all things. And he explained that he had to teach it here because UT would no longer allow him to teach ethics. That his view of ethics was that you owed your opponent absolutely nothing, and that apparently at some point UT got tired of him saying that out loud to rooms full of students, and so they moved him on to Civ Pro, where he continued to say it to rooms full of students. I really, really enjoyed his class. On January 3rd, 1957, there is an examination of a doctor of a plaintiff. Now, here's what has happened. There's been a car wreck, and a minor child has been hurt in the car wreck. Now, the child is minor to the tune of about 17 when the car wreck happened.